It's in the Shin Lamed Sipes. Prustis oiveres kachavim emialdon oisov b'shabbos. Chibudav b'shein b'chilu shabbos. So we can't do the process of helping her give birth, even if the action itself has no chilu shabbos involved. Okay. Zot Mr. Bura. So what's that about? If there's no chilu shabbos involved, why do we not help? Even if you're going to pay it, during the weekdays, the law is we are miyalid akusis, otherwise it's going to be eva. So the Gemara really says that betzim it's not appropriate to be miyalid them because you're helping miyalid a child for avodah zarah. But the Gemara says that the danger of the Eva allows us to do that. But on Shabbos, when we have a, in this time, the argument which went along the lines of people understood that the Jews only mechallel Shabbos is somebody who keeps Shabbos, so there's no Eva in that situation, and therefore you can't be miyalid. Nowadays, that wouldn't. So even though there's no chilul Shabbos involved in it at all, because the Magen Avraham, the Malkim Dika Lamechash Eva Gam Bechia Gav and the Shori Imein Brachilul. So now, if the Eva, if that argument doesn't work, and now the Eva is still a concern, so you're allowed now to do it on Shabbos between Mechal and Shabbos for a non-Jew is not mutter. Okay. Zat Mishabura, famous Mishabura, but Dada Roifim Bizmanenu, Phil Hayosik Sherim, Enem Misharim Bizaklau. The doctors treat non Jews and Jews alike. The Maisim Bechoshabish and Noisim Kama Persos, the rabbis of the Chabim Mazalis, they write instructions, the rest of, and the prescriptions. Beshachikin, some money, but Atzmana, they grind the herbs because doctors used to do that. They have nothing to rely on. Through the name of the Mutta the Chal of Shabbos, Bissad Rabbanim Mishum Eva, Ben of the Gilulim. Even if you're going to extend the head of Eva, so far we've started with no Chilul at all. Eva is Matrit. Even if you extend the head of Eva, Eva being this hatred reaction, if we don't treat them, would be matter the rabbanans after gam ze enabor iron people got them. Then that's not, even that is not so simple. He said the rights of avari also the kliyama to be mechal shabbos. This is the rights of for a non-Jew is not mutter. Mechal shabbos gemurah mehem bemezid Hashem yishmeru. Therefore, the roifim have a din of mechal shabbos bemezid. So that's the Mishabura's position on this issue. So Eva is not succumbing to Foshas. Eva is just it's going to create an atmosphere which is negative, and therefore it's eventually going to affect the Jews. But that's not called halachic direct. That's not called succumbing to Foshas. Rav Moshe says that nowadays the doctors rely on the fact that the concern is beyond Eva. The concern is actual succumbing to Foshas. If all the Jewish doctors would refuse to treat non-Jewish patients in Shabbos, the reaction would be so violent that it would actually be succumbing to Foshas, and that's what Dr. Sassarmachan it is appropriate if possible for a person to try and be Mishlamit and not have to be in that situation. Fine. This is a famous piece. It's made it into many few newspaper articles in the New York Times. Okay. Fine. Let's get back to the... leave the political aside. So, Nikris Yoledis L'chalosh L'ah Shabbos. At what point is the woman considered a Yoledis that we are now allowed to be M'chalosh Shabbos for her? When the woman's already in the birthing seat, which means the woman has reached a state where she's actively giving birth. If she's bleeding significantly. Or she's reached a stage where women have to support her, she can't walk on her own. It means the child is moved down in the birth canal enough that it's difficult for her to walk. That's indicative of the fact that she's in active labor. So all of those are simon of active labor. If any one of these three indicators is there, mechal and alas are Shabbos. Now, there are certain things which, when you do them, you can do them, you can address them immediately. So you say, let's wait until she's actively in labor to do them. But there are certain things that if you wait till she's in labor, it's going to be too late. Right, so that's just, you know, we're not going to drive to the hospital until she's already, you know, the baby's halfway out. That's not a smart idea, right, obviously. So if the actions are actions which are going to take a period of time, we can't wait to this point. These things, to bring the midwife from a distant place, waiting till this point would be dangerous because the midwife will not get there in time. So if you wait till this point, the chachama will get there too late, which is obviously not safe. Okay, Mishosh and Margeshes Ksas, I feel the Basophic Mutter Triosa. Okay, so therefore we're allowed to have the Chachama come in earlier on. And therefore, I feel he Rechaika Sholos Persos, which that is a Deraisa, even though we're talking about a Deraisa, we say, well, maybe I understand you can start doing the Rabbanans early, because even though she's not actually Sakana, you can do the Rabbanans earlier. But the do three Persos, which is a Deraisa, we could have argued, incorrectly so, we could have argued that it's only mutter once it's actually a sakana. So the idea of anticipating a sakana and allowing the chil Shabbos because of the anticipation maybe isn't mutter. You need the state where she's actively in sakana already to allow that. That's incorrect. And he's saying, even though you're going to be doing a deraisa in anticipation of a sakana, that's also mutter because we need to do the deraisa now to be able to address the sakana in the proper way. So the simple over here is for the mother. In regards to for the baby, in a situation where the mother is not in danger but the baby would be in danger, we would also be mechal Shabbos. But that was a discussion back in Shin Chav Tes. Is that because of that Chai Behem applies even to an Uber, or because you're Mechalo Shabbos Achas Kedeshish Moshemoshes Harbe? But you, even in a case where there's no danger to the mother, you'd be Mechalo Shabbos because of the baby also, yeah? But these cases specifically are Sekana for the mother. Fine. Three days after the birth. So we will do Chilo Shabbos to take care of the mother's needs for the first 3 days, even if the mother says she doesn't need. The Chazal teached up that this is considered a sakana, and we need to do whatever is necessary to take care of her needs, even if it involves Chilo Shabbos. Mishloi Shavat Shiva, for 3 days until 7 days, Amra, and it's Tzricha, and Mechal. If the woman says she doesn't, feels fine, she doesn't need Chilul Shabbos, then you cannot be Mechal Shabbos. Mishabur is going to discuss how you calculate these days. Mechal Ve'elech, Afilo Amra Tzricha, and Mechal Ve'elech. Minastam, if a woman has an extraordinary situation, obviously it's different, but minastam, we're not aware of any chayli. Even if the woman says she needs, we say that really the nature of the situation is the woman is healthy, and we deal with her as a chayli shem basakana, which means we could tell a goy to do malacha without a problem, but you can't have a, you still can't do malacha. Okay, Sifkat and Yud. Shlosh Yom, Malachashina me ace la ace, Kamashakaz with Simon Tafri Yud Zion, like Abayam Kippurim. But by Yom Kippur, we calculate these 3 days, 24 hour periods. But over here, it's 3 days. Okay, and Milita Bayam Ravi, Kanan Ben Ashmoshes, so she gave birth on Wednesday before sunset. So Wednesday counts as day one, Thursday is day two, and Friday is day three. Even if you count 24-hour periods, you'd say, let's say for argument's sake, sunset was it was 6 o'clock. She gave birth at 5 o'clock. So till 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon, you haven't reached 72 hours yet. 3 times 24, right? But since we count day, Yom Revi is day one, Yom Chamishi is day two, and Yom Shishi is day three, so the Mishabur is saying, you went up in Mechal HaShabbos. Shulbas Mechal HaShabbos, Im Loi Omer Tzvichani, Kein Kazu Magan Avram. Now, if the woman says she needs, so it's not anywhere less than up to 7 days, we said, if she says she needs, you're Mechal. Over there by Yom Kippur also, this shita holds, you don't count me'es le'es. But the Gross says that's not true, the Rosh holds is me'es le'es. So the seed is a rush is you calculate 24 hour period, 72 hours. So the Maisa, then practically we say for the first 72 hours, the woman is assumed to be in danger, and even if the woman does not say Tzrichani, we still be Mechal Shabbos. Then, so if you're calculating the first 3 days is Meis Leis, you have to assume that the next stage of the Gemara, which more says from Gimel to Zion, the next 4 days also means Meis Leis, right? So that'd be 90, the next 96 hours, Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion. So also Meis Leis Shamar Tzichani, if she says she needs, you're Mechal Shabbos. Okay, near a linyan Yom Kippur, but variyesh the side of the halakos. So comes to Yom Kippur, where a person is weak and asks the person to fast. We should follow these opinions that it depends on Meis Leis. You definitely should rely on that. There's some of the flush asu. Fill linyan Shabbos, gam ken im loy nizdam loy ozav the gugulim lasos yoda shor agir yisrael. So if you have an option of using a goy, so let's say in that first scenario, the woman gave birth at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday afternoon. Which and sunset was at 6. So according to the first opinion, once Shabbos starts, 3 days have been completed. Yom Revi until Shkia is day one, and then Yom Chamishi is day two, and Yom Shishi is day three. And there's no Heter Echil Shabbos unless a woman says Srichani. According to this opinion, we're saying even without the person saying Srichani, you have 3 24-hour periods, which would take her from 5 o'clock Wednesday afternoon till 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon is 1 day, till 5 o'clock Friday afternoon is 2 days, till 5 o'clock Shabbos afternoon is 3 days. You'd have all of Shabbos till 5 o'clock. Even though she doesn't say Srichani. So we can be Mechalel, so if you have an option of using a goy, you should use a goy. You won't have to get involved with this problem on Shabbos. So according to the first opinion, it's also, according to the second opinion, it's mutter. He's a goy, we don't have any problem. But if a goy is not available, and we feel there's a need, you should be samech l'kula and do it. Okay, the 3 days Shalshem Rizadim are calculated from when? So you calculate it from what point? From the when these other simanim started? That might be hours before the actual birth. He says, no, we gemar later. So the Mishnah Berurah in Yerdal says we calculate these periods from when the birth is complete, and then you calculate either 3 days from there or three 72-hour period, three 24-hour periods, 72 hours from that point.
This is
don't make a difference. So the Berurah said Kol Shesha Yomim. So the Berurah says, where did the 3 days start from? So it starts not from the moment of birth, but the moment where the rachem has opened up for the child to come out, which is earlier in the process, not the actual birth. The birth is not completed. The birth hasn't even fully started yet. We'll call it active labor has started. After the birth is completed, you count 72 hours. The opinion of the Rambam. So sometimes a woman could be in active labor for 2 days. So there's, you know, the water is broken, blood is coming out, and she's bleeding, etc. And it takes another 36 hours before she gives birth. So she only has 36 hours afterwards to, be in that case. So Ayin Shem Alach HaMishah, Sheherich HaMishah is... He writes this, but he feels that that's true, L'maisa. However... The Rama says you count from the psichas of kever. Which the Rama puts together as one. From that point onwards, you have 3 days. I can learn it. I want to explain the Rama like this. So I can learn up the language of the Rambam in the following way. The Rambam seems to read, "You're not mechalal Shabbos until she tastes about the mashbir." Which then, from that point, till the end of 3 days, you're mechalal. So I'm going to add in some words. You're not mechalal Shabbos until she's tasted the mashber, because before that, it's not an active labor. But once that starts, you're mechalal. From there until the later, and from the later until the 3 days, you're also mechalal. A total of 3 days. So you'd only have 2 days if it takes 1 day till the birth. You have 2 days after the birth. Now, that would not mean mistaber. If she only gives birth towards the end of the 3 days, then you only get a few hours afterwards to chilul. The word means the average birth, which doesn't take that long. She's having difficult labor and it takes quite some time. Then, obviously, that itself makes her even more ill. So she should even need even a longer chilul, not less. The only issue is birth. But if there are other illnesses in the body, Well, spending 2 days in labor can leave her as a chaylam, that alone, with the, independent of the fact that she gave birth. It weakened the other parts of the body. So, at the end of the day, we're makel 3 days from the birth, because Mishnah Berurah's lashon, migmar later. Right. After this whole long bir halacha, the Mishnah Berurah passes the migmar later because the sabbath nefashas, you don't. Okay, then this is then you're from three until the first 3 days. Even she says she doesn't need, you're still machal. So what does that mean? So we just do anything for her. So if she doesn't need it, she doesn't want it. We're forcing her. Why are we forcing this on her? So what do we do for her? So the Mishnah Berurah says, explains in your bays, these are things which she's saying she doesn't need, but all of the other women are saying it's important to do. So the women who have the experience are saying this is something which people need, and she's saying, I don't need it, I'm doing better. Well, we don't believe you're doing better. You might think you're doing better this moment, but the reality is you're not. And therefore you're going to be like everybody else, we're going to do these actions. But we're not going to do something for her which is totally irrelevant. Now, if you have a doctor or a mioletis, they can decide. The chavrusar is saying she needs. The woman is saying, I feel better, I don't need, so let the doctor decide. Well, there's no doctor available, so we say we go ahead and do it. Mechalin. The kim of the chol yod is tzrichas lekach, because since in general women need this, alpha p shein onu yodim alzeh, even though this woman says, well, we don't know what she needs, so after the chalim lahamtin her, maybe we could wait. Mechalim niseika bein shemun lo, so we don't listen to her statement that she doesn't need, or mechal, because of the possibility. Maybe just she's not feeling well. She thinks she's not thinking straight. So some of that makes a reaction. The person not in the mood of eating, or she doesn't feel the pain right now because she's not thinking straight. So really, if she'd be able to think straight, she would understand that she needs this. So she says she doesn't need fresh food. She can eat whatever else eats in Shabbos. She doesn't need, they should make fresh food for her. The Rashi answered, the Kim is Sukenis, Ono Cheshim Liyuletis. We consider her Sukenis. The woman, the Avorim have to be pulled apart to be able to give birth. She doesn't even realize the impact it has on the body. She doesn't eat hot, cold food, which a person who's normally misukenis, we try to give them better food than this. We're giving, so this could bring her to a situation of sakana. We don't feel that she has the food which is appropriate for a person. The situation will be machal Shabbos to get that food. But if a doctor or a midwife is here, the doctor says, I think that she doesn't need it. So Shemun Lahem, we listen to the doctor. Sharbay Chayush Ein Oysen Lahem Hamin B'chol Yom. Not every woman needs to have hot food every day, and not every woman gave birth. Because I'm going to run the Achshav Noigus Hayoldus Sharchlus Chamin Shal Esmo B'Shabbes. I can learn them. Come walk them near the Kol Fiachel. They don't eat. They don't make fresh food. They use the food which is cooked for Shabbos and just heat it. And they reheat it on Shabbos. So from 3 to 7, it depends. If she says she doesn't need, we're not mechal. If she says she needs, we're mechal. She's no longer in we don't have an automatic assumption that she's in danger. Normally, whatever these needs are, can wait till after Shabbos. So if she says she doesn't need, so we listen to her. Because Kishama Beferish, the woman says explicitly she doesn't need, but of a stomach, she doesn't say anything. And this is something which people normally do for a person in this stage of the giving birth, or recovering. or mechalinin. Chamakim ikar chashas sakana. You remember roifei chachamish etzricha. If that is that she does need, she's the mechal, and I feel a chayyah amerishayin. Even though the woman says she doesn't need, but the doctor says she needs, we listen to the doctor. But if there's no doctor here, and the woman says she needs, and other women who are not trained doctors or midwives say that she says she doesn't need, and these people, their unprofessional opinion is that she does need Chilul Shabbos. We don't override her statement from day three and onwards, unless it's a doctor overriding it or a midwife. Okay, but that way the mechaya emeris tzricha. But all the other round, the woman says she needs. If the doctor says she doesn't need, but she says she needs, so we listen to her. The lev yudeya moras nafshay, kushi nisparah b'simen tavrei shudches. We have a halachic, we have a pasuk, which Chazal darshan understand that to mean that the person, at the end of the day, the patient has a better understanding of their needs than any doctor to some extent. Now, what does that mean? So we discussed this before. So he says, I think this medication is good for me. Then we don't trust her because she doesn't sell no medications. The woman's saying, I feel weak and I feel to the point where I need to be bathed. I need hot water. I need to drink something hot, which is hot. You know, that we say she understands her body needs more than the doctor. But she says, you know, I read up on Google, and I tell you that this is good for me, you know. He said, it's very nice. The doctor says, not. We're not going to be Michal Shabbos because she read up on Google. It's the first time I mentioned Google in this year. Okay. I accomplished a full cycle without saying it.
But isn't it possible that there was something out there that the doctor didn't hear of?
That's possible, but again, we're not giving her a preference of knowledge more than the doctor, because she's the person herself. She knows her physical pain, etc. She knows. She said, "I know that this medication is better for me than the doctor said. It's not good for you. I mean, because I read about it. You know, Mehecha Tesi, that you know about it." Okay. Then we said, "Mekam Ba'elech." From day 7 and onwards, which according to what we're going to learn is going to be after 7 24 hour periods, right? So after 168 hours, so that point onwards, so then we give her dinner of chalashim asakana. Kimish on a yoidim shein lo chaliyachar. All assuming that there's not a known illness over here. Just that she went through a birth. That's all that there is, and that's we don't know anything else. We say, you know what? Probably she's recovering. She's not claiming that she has another chayli. Whatever these needs are, she's claiming she needs. They can wait till after Shabbos. But if there's going to be some complication which has developed, so now there's a specific issue which we're dealing with, so then we follow the recommendations of the if the doctor says something which is dangerous, so it's dangerous. So this would only be allowed to have a goy do it. The Jew cannot do it. The Jew cannot do malacha d'oraisa. Okay. Fine. Hey, Shabbos al Mashber Umesa. A woman was in the middle of childbirth, and Lorleno, she died in childbirth. So the question is, maybe we can save the child. So Mavi and Sakin B'Shabbos, I feel that Shasarabim B'Karin Bitno Mitzian Havlad. So we'll do a post mortem cesarean to take out the child. Shema Yimot Seichai, because maybe the child will be alive. So Zatar Ramah, so that's a din of the Gemara. Zatar Ramah, Masha Ein Noigin Akshav Gam Kenafil B'chol, we don't even do this during the weekdays. So why is that? Mishum the Ein B'kiyan L'Hakar B'misa Se'ein B'korav Kol Kach She'ef Shel Avlad L'Kiyos. Because the simana which we use to, if, let's say that the woman has just had a very bad faint, and really she's somewhat still alive, and there's a very faint pulse which we're not being able to pick up, etc. Putting a knife into her body is going to kill her. So we can't go and kill the mother to save the child. So Tara says we have to be confident that the person is really dead. So by the time we reach the stage where we've seen there's been cessation of all respiration and other indicators, etc., that the person is dead, by that point in time the child's not alive anymore either. Yud Zayin, the field of Shas Rabin, the blood was Sakin Ein Rebusa. Now, so the shell is what's the saying? The chiddush over here, you can bring the knife, there is a rabbim. The chiddush is you can cut her, right? That's chayvul. No, it's not. If you're saying she's dead, there's no din chayvul on that person. So there's no chilul Shabbos for the cutting. So the chiddush is that carrying the knife, there is a rabbim. B'lech chilul Shabbos, the klal b'kriyas bet and mesa, the mechata b'aser ba'alma who b'lecha mishum chabura. That's not called making a chabura into a person who's dead. Shema Yimotzechai, Vashvina, the Philo Subakul Nefesh, Shalahoya Daim, Cheses Chai Loilam, Afilochi Decha Shabbos. So the Kiddush over here is even though we don't have a Vadai viable person yet, we understand if we have the person over here, the question is maybe the person died. We say the Chazaka says the person's alive, go save him. Over here, we don't have anything to even project a Chazaka. So we should argue that, you know, you're not the Chashabbos. No, even that, some of the Kulnabash is the Chashabbos. That's how far we take such an idea.
What's this
cesarean?
This is hard. I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand the whole
Mechatech
Korea.
So Mechatech means cutting something to a specific size to use the pieces. So just cutting something open and discarding it doesn't have a din of mechatech.
Even though I care about exactly where I'm cutting here. I'm
correct. Okay. Right. And the same thing vis-a-vis Korea. I once saw somebody ask the question, why don't you say, like, you know, it's a Sias Pesach. Like you're making an opening to take out, like the case we had before, of opening the boil to put in the medication and take out. So, what?
It's not l'hachn s'l'hosi.
Right, so over here it's, well, threat. It's just l'hoitzi, yeah. It's would be the rabbanim. Okay, so we don't do it nowadays. Why? Mishum. Because we're not making the hacker, but misses the aim. Mishem Arak Nisalva, we have to be concerned in Allah, and that maybe the person has just fainted. But in that's this state where she's not, you know, she's obviously teetering upon the dangerous situation, cutting her would actually kill her. So we have to wait and see whether she's was really died or just nisalif. Meanwhile, that time lapse which we give in order to guarantee that the person was not nisalif, that time lapse is so long that we end up that we have to assume the child's not alive. Some service says a minute was the wait to half an hour. After you would see indicate that there was no respiration, then they would wait another half an hour just to make sure. So after half an hour, there's no child anymore. It's interesting nowadays. The poskim grapple with the advances in our medical knowledge. Would the din of the Shulchan Aruch come come back into a halacha l'maisa. So Mr. Disher brings from a Vosner that he says yes, but the decision of Misa is totally in the Talmud Chacham, who's Baki in Hilchos Ksisa, not in the doctor. Because whatever the doctor says, we still have to agree that halacha accepts that as a definition. So you need, it's not enough to just have the doctor decide it, you would have to have a doctor together with a Talmud Chacham decide. And if you do, then you could proceed to do the din of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay.